Now I get it. Sam, take me home immediately.
She's like that. No sense of humor, know what I mean? But listen, when you climb up and down telephone poles all day, you get tired of something that's straight up and down. Rosie was a refreshing change. You know what I mean? Wow. But she had something. I mean, in the conversation. So I started taking those electronic courses, you know. I'd been at it a couple of months when I asked Rosie to come down to my basement.
I certainly will not.
Well, why not, baby?
Sam Yoder, I'm a respectable girl.
Honey, if I had anything else in mind, would I ask you to leave a nice, comfortable porch swing to go down to a whitewashed concrete basement?
I guess not.
Okay. Come on. I want you to see something.
What?
It's a big surprise. Right here, over on the bench. Take a look.
Sam Yoder, have you been taking Papa's television set apart again?
No, honey, not...
Last time you got the channels mixed up and all Papa could get was Jane Mansfield. Mama had to finally take the fuse out and hide it.
It's not a television set, it's my invention.
Oh, what does it do?
Well, I got the idea at the shop. I was looking at the blueprints of the multiple circuit stuff. You know, how to send 100 messages over the same wire. Well, I got this idea about how to have private conversations on a party line. Actually, I got the idea calling you up with the whole street listening in.
Does it work?
Well, almost. I got a few bugs in this mess of garbage here.
Sam, that's no way to talk.
Well, honey, all the engineers talk that way, and they're college men with fraternity pins.
Well, then I guess it's all right. When will you have this fixed up?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to tinker with it a little. It's just like you, honey.
Sam, you do not have to tinker with me.
Honey, I mean electrically like you. High voltage and a lot of current, but too much resistance. You get it, honey? I mean like an electrical circuit? Resistance is...
I get it. Sam, take me home immediately.
I was thinking of my invention on next Friday, July 2nd, about 6 o'clock. I was up a pole near Bridges Run, hunting for a break where the party line went dead. I hooked in my linesman's phone, but I couldn't get central. I was just about to pull my phone and get down when... Hey, that's impossible. The line checked out dead. Hello, who's this?
Sam, this is you.
Huh? What's that?
This is you. You, Sam Yoder. Don't you recognize your own voice? This is you, Sam Yoder, calling from the 12th of July.
Look, Mac, I'm working and I'm 50 feet up.
Don't hang up.
I'm not hanging up, but you'd better. Now, wait a minute. Do I know you? The voice is familiar.
Sam, it's the 2nd of July where you are, and you're up a pole by Bridges Run. The line's dead in two places, or else I couldn't talk to you. Lucky, huh?
Whoever you are, it isn't going to be lucky for you.
But I'm you, and you're me. We're both the same Sam Yoder, only where I am, it's July 12th. Where you are, it's July 2nd. You've heard of time traveling? Well, this is time talking. You're talking to yourself. That's me. And I'm talking to myself. That's you. And it looks like we've got mighty good chances to get rich.
Look, I don't believe this.
All right, then listen. Do you remember the time you were out with Rosie at the drive-in movie over at the Wayne, and the couple in the convertible next to you were necking. And then Rosie...
Well, never mind what he said. It was something only me and Rosie would know about. No, nobody else in the whole world, so I knew he was me. I was him... We were the same. He told me what he wanted me to do, and then he told me where the brakes were in the line and hung up. Well, I cut loose down the pole, and my irons only hit it twice from the top to the bottom. I was sweating and shaking a little, and it didn't help any when I found the two brakes right where the voice said it would be. But that wasn't any more impossible than anything else. I called into Central and told him I was sick, which wasn't particularly untrue anyway. And then I went home and made myself a cup of coffee, and pretty soon I was muttering to myself, which I don't say now in order to make...